that you YouTubers leaving me comments saying that I look like a man. That hurts my feelings. I am no man. I am all woman. Stop leaving me comments saying that I'm a man. Stop calling me a man. I am not a man. I am all woman. I'm tired of people always going on there, leaving me comments, so quick to want to judge from the outer view. I am not a man once and for all. Stop saying that I'm a man. I am 100% woman. Stop calling me that. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Doors!
Hey freaks, it's Monday, January 18th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, I open a line of dialogue up with our favorite dog fucker. Plus, the scream line wants to hear your pain. I'm covered in shit and exploding pussy candles. All this plus your voicemails today on DB.
Try new peanut butter eggs.
Eat my fucking sickness.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
This is the biggest watermelon that thing I ever seen.
Let's do the cover.
I'm a human being!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, Tim back here with you, starting up a new week of programs. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. All you beautiful, sexy black gods and goddesses, this is your day. Your day to look back at all of the accomplishments, all of the advancements in civil rights. In addition, we can sort of take an assessment of where we're at as a society, and we need to look forward, see the challenges moving ahead as we all fight for equality. And white people, you should really consider fucking a black person today. I know that's not exactly what Martin Luther King Jr. had in mind when he had his little dream, but riding a thick, veiny black cock is certainly the dream of many big, fat white bitches and young girls just looking to get back at daddy. Plus, you know, it makes the black person feel good. Sex feels good, right? This is one way of showing black people that you are not racist. Even the most liberal of people back in like the 40s and 50s weren't sucking black hogs. We really have made progress.
You new black people.
Well, I don't know any black people in real life, but if I did, I would be offering up these soft, pretty pink lips. And you know, this whole like white person offering up sex to black people is not a charity thing. It's really just about making accommodations for black people, making it just a little bit easier for them. In so many ways, black people are at a disadvantage. Education, income, the opportunities that are afforded to white people. So in this one small way, we're going to actually make it easier for black people to nut. And that's the world I want to live in. Can you guys tell? I'm considering starting a career in politics. The question remains, though, why not just give to a black charity?
Please support the United Negro College Fund.
Whoa, I don't think you can use that word. Maybe you can say Negrican American, but even then, I'm not entirely sure. But yes, why not just donate to a charity? Well, because we here on the show learned about a particular struggle that black people were experiencing, and we learned it from a 1970s gay porn. When your dick get hard, you gotta fuck it. You gotta fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. Who wants to go around, you know, like hunting for poon, right? When a white person could just be like, oh, I see your dick is hard. Let me just take care of that. I haven't played the Diggy Horde audio in a long time, and that's because I lost the sound clip. I lost the black gay porn where that came from. I've been beating myself up over that for years now, and I vowed to once again find it. But, you know, the internet is pretty vast and there is a lot of porn. But today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is the least I could do for the black community. And so after hours of searching, I present to you puny, weak, black gay men trying to work out and the pep talk that is given to them.
Don't break yourself up. It might be a little bit too heavy.
Man, damn, man, it's just fucking 30 pounds on there. Now, you know, come on.
But we're,
you know,
weak.
Man, if we gonna pump around, let's pump around. Like an old saying go, no pain, no gain. You know, when you pump, you got to pump for real. You got to pump like you mean. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking somebody and your dick get hard, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be fucking like you want it. You got to approach the weights the same way, like you want it.
Such good life advice. I don't know why we haven't turned that into a motivational poster yet. We have tried to turn it into a few hit songs.
Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick get hard. Dick get hard. Dick get hard. Dick get hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard. No pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When your dick get hard. Dick get hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you need it. Dick get hard. Dick get hard. Dick get hard.
It was a minor club hit a few years ago.
Let me tell you a story. Story about my dick getting hard. You see, when your dick get hard, you gotta fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick get hard. When your dick get hard.
Well, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, freaks. Moving on, I wanted to give you guys a Jonathan Niehaus update, so I went searching for him online, seeing what he's been up to, and I ran across his new Twitter account. Now, you know, the last time we really talked about Jonathan Niehaus, it was revealed that Jonathan knew all about me and this podcast. He even wrote a song slamming it. It was titled, You Should Have Discovered Me Sooner.
Okay. Now I've been asked to be interviewed by a podcast that should have discovered music sooner than 2006, but I found out upon reading that they're a sideshow, free show podcast, and I said nope. I'd rather be on a radio show for furries, not some idiotic, stupid, dummy head guy that runs a podcast for freaks, which I'm not. So fuck off and don't ask me again.
Now, like, what a jerk, right? Acting all judgy. Also, Jonathan, I hate to break it to you, but you're the definition of a freak. For those of you who don't know, Jonathan Niehaus is this guy who produces music all about having sex with dogs, because that's what he wants to do. He's sexually attracted to animals.
I want my dog to perform a little anal sex on my tail. And I need it right now. 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 Like my dirty hole, you beautiful doggy. I want it so bad. I want you to fuck me really, really hard so I could feel your great husky cock.
Yet he's too good to appear on my show. He's one of those stuck-up, pretentious dog fuckers. Whatever, Jonathan Niehaus hurt my feelings. But, you know, I found his new Twitter account recently, and all I did was add the guy. I followed him. That's kind of the point of Twitter, right? To amass followers so that, you know, they read what you have to say. He must live on Twitter. I'm looking at his
Twitter sheet
right now. He posts replies every like 2 minutes. He's very busy on this service. Anyway, so he must have saw that I followed him. Again, I didn't talk to him, didn't reach out. I just followed the little fucker. And he tweeted at me. His tweet was just two words. It was at Distorted View. He says, not interested. As if I propositioned him for sex or something. That's like behavior you would expect on one of those like gay hookup apps where like you message someone, hey, what's up? And they immediately respond, not interested, not my type, not into fats or femmes. Whoa, just ask what's up. So, you know, look, I'm trying to win over Jonathan Niehaus here because I still believe I can get him on this podcast. We have talked to furries before on the show, right? Furries love Distorted View Daily. never had someone who's had sex with an animal. I probably have talked to someone who's had sex with an animal on the podcast. I just can't remember. But anyway, I feel like I could sort of win Jonathan Niehaus over. So I just replied that I was hurt. You hurt my feelings. I said, I'm just looking for friends. You don't have to be so mean to me. Why does Jonathan Niehaus have such a cold, frigid heart? And he said, he replied to that. He was like, oh, my bad. And then I, you know, I'm trying to, you know, butter him up. So I'm like, hope you're doing well, bud. And he said he was doing well. Thanks for asking. And I said, stay safe. And then he said, I will, bud. So now we're friends. Also, I learned that even though at one point he lived in or around the Cincinnati area, he is now located in Westfield, Indiana. So all of you freaks trying to find Jonathan Niehaus here in Cincinnati, he's not here anymore. Westfield's about 2 hours away from Cincinnati. So, you know, if we end up being friends, even though I know he's not interested, if he, you know, warms up to me, maybe I can take a trip up to Westfield. I'll bring my dog. On second thought, maybe I won't. Besides, I've got female dogs. He's only interested in male dogs because he wants a dog to fuck his little tail hole. He wants it right now, right now. I also learned that Jonathan has been working on some new music. Here is a little bit from his new, he just posted this less than a month ago, a song called Furry Wolf Rock.
I've been living with my mom since the day I was born, and my dad had a divorce since 2015.
Okay, we're getting personal here. We're learning a lot about Jonathan's life.
Because he wants to be an unfortunately bad man. And let's face it, he needs to die. Just joking. Didn't mean to say that. I was supposed to be a furry that got bullied too many times. Guess I've been harsh to all those friends that suffered the same thing. And I'm not the only one that seems to be bullied by the trolls that mess up everything in my life and call me an enemy. And you'll be shot down indefinitely. Oh, wait. What are we saying about? Oh, yeah. I'm saying this song.
I love it. This is a theme of Jonathan Niehaus's music, is that there's usually a point in the song where he literally sings, what was I singing about? What was the topic at hand here? I completely forgot.
Because DJ Wolf is on the mic again. Ready to rock and loves for a record, because DJ Wolf
is- I think this is a good move. He seems to be getting away from the topic of animal fucking, which is a polarizing subject. And he really seems to just be embracing the idea of furry music, much more mainstream. So congratulations, Jonathan Niehaus, on the new music. And I hope I can count you as a friend, at least on Twitter. No telling where our relationship can go from here. Guys, I stopped the podcast for just a moment because I had to poop. And guess what happened? I will tell you. I plugged the toilet. You know, it was one of those shits where, like, you wipe and wipe and wipe and you're not finished. And I don't know, I think I need more fiber in my diet or something. That's a problem for another day. I've got bigger fish to fry. So I plug the toilet. And normally, when I have to use a lot of toilet paper, I will flush the toilet in the middle of the wiping process, just so there's not, you know, just so that the toilets don't clog, right? I must have not been paying attention to how much toilet paper was in there or something. I don't know. Or I just took a really hefty bowel movement and the turd is what clogged the pipes. Regardless, plug the toilet. I had to go downstairs to get the plunger because I can't keep the fucking plunger in the bathroom. It's Lord douche, you know. Anyway, so I plunged the toilet. And I'm plunging, and it's not, the clog isn't coming out. And I'm plunging, and finally, whoosh, the water goes down. Problem solved, right? Oh, no, freaks. The problem is just getting started. All that shit water starts coming down from the ceiling on the first floor. I took a shit on the second floor. Gravity did its job. Pipe exploded or something, and then the water just came through the light fixture in the hallway, and I am holding a bucket to catch it, and a lot of it's getting in my hair, so it was like a lot in my hair, and then also my arm was up you know, holding the bucket close to the light on the ceiling to catch the water. And a lot of it was getting in my hair. But also, since my arm was up holding the bucket, the water was splashing, pouring down my arm all the way down to my armpit. So I had shitty armpits and shitty hair. Shit water.
Shit water.
Thank you. Yes, so I turned to Twitter asking you guys for some guidance. And as always, you were less than helpful. First comment I received, have you set up your bidet? But fuck you. The second comment was something along the lines of, that's going to be an expensive fix. Thank God you got all that money for scalping your PS5. Again, not cool, guys. You know, it's just one of those days where everything goes wrong and you just want to scream. The thing about screaming is you want other people to hear it so they understand how fucking frustrated and angry you are. But in these troubling COVID times, we're all so isolated. When we scream, many times there's no one around to hear us. Until now, the geniuses at justscream.baby have come up with the Scream Line. You call area code 561-567-8431, wait for the beep, and then scream. Scream all you want, and then hang up. That's all there is to it. You don't talk. You don't leave a message. You just pick up the phone, dial, and scream. All of the calls are recorded and then placed on their website, again, at justscream.baby. Here are some of the recent screams from the Just Scream line. It's a rather low-energy scream to kick things off. But, you know, it's the most recent scream. Here's the next one. Better. Good. It's quiet. Oh, okay. Okay. That is not a scream. That is a laugh. That is a maniacal laugh. Call the psycho line, you idiot. All right. Well, you get the idea. I'm surprised how many dull screamers there are out there.
It's another depressed caller.
To see this is not just a phenomenon on the Oh God voicemail line. It happens everywhere.
I never knew my father.
That's not screaming. That's better. Good. Good. Decent. Oh, I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, you could just, there are just so many screams. That was an elephant, I think. All right, that's the Just Scream line. For more information, check out justscream.baby. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. Sign up, become a true and honorable freak today. When you do, you will gain full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands and thousands of past shows for you to listen to. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive shows just for paying freaks on the Sideshow, at least a couple times a week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Or you can opt for a yearly membership, and that brings the price down to like $5 and some odd cents a month. I also have quarterly and semi-annual options, lifetime memberships, so you never have to worry about recurring charges. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards, and PayPal accept. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. And the Distorted View store is still full of merchandise, store.distortedview.com. All right, I've got two very quick stories, and then I must tend to my shit water dripping from the ceiling. First story we have for you today, more than 762,000 pounds of Hot Pockets were recalled this month due to possible foreign matter contamination. And this isn't like, oh, you know, we were preparing the Hot Pockets in the same plant that nuts were being processed. And you know, there might be some nut matter in your Hot Pockets. So if you have an allergy to nuts, it might cause a problem. No, this is a whole other level of contamination. We're talking shards of glass and hard plastic. That's what is now in Hot Pockets. So finally, those things have some nutritional value. I think if you really examine the product, shards of glass is the healthiest ingredient in those things. Nestle Prepared Foods recalled the more than 500,000 pounds of Hot Pockets after determining that they may have been contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically pieces of glass and hard plastic. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The problem was discovered after no less than 4 consumers reached out to Nestle. So this is a real issue.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, sharp and hard, broke glass shards. Nestle, cut your fucking lips, mouth full of razor strips. You'll die eating Nestle Hot Pockets.
Yeah, Nestle, maybe you should just stick to what you know. Chocolate. Bring back Alpine White. Thank you. You know, it's not very often that you get recalls like this anymore, where it's like there may be shards of glass in the food that we're processing. Like, how does that even happen? How does glass get on the assembly line of the food? Had to have been a catastrophic accident there. The problem was discovered after no less than 4 consumers reached out to Nestle to report that they made the unpleasant realization that their pepperoni Hot Pockets contain non-edible substances. As if the rest of the food is edible. One person reported a minor oral injury related to the consumption of the contaminated pocket.
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you gonna pick?
Ass pocket.
Well, you knew that was coming. The worst thing you could get from ass pockets, I guess, is maybe Hep C. The recalled product, which all have a February 2022 expiration date, contained 12, quote, premium pepperoni made with pork, chicken, and beef pizza garlic buttery crust. Hot pockets. What? That's not a full sentence. That's all fucked up. Hot Pockets are in 54-ounce carton packages and then include lot code. You're just going to have to look up the lot code yourself if you're afraid you got some of these contaminated pockets. Sit here and read long strings of numbers. The Food Safety and Inspection Service says if you have some of these Hot Pockets, the best thing you could possibly do is just throw them away or return it to the place of purchase for a refund. All right. And the other news story I wanted to share with you. Speaking of faulty products, Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy candle is responsible for almost killing a woman and burning down a house. This smells like my vagina candle. You remember Gwyneth Paltrow was selling these candles that smell like her cunt on her goop site. This smells like my vagina candle that the actress peddles on Goop exploded into flames in the living room of a UK woman. She didn't even buy this stupid candle. She won it. Was it like on a trivia night type thing or something? The candle exploded and emitted huge flames. Have you ever smelled a burning queef? Not a pleasant odor. Yeah, bits were flying everywhere, said Jody Thompson, age 50. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. Yeah, when things are on fire, they tend to be hot to the touch. You know, when you see flames, it's a good idea not to touch those things. All right, good God. I've never seen anything like it. The whole thing was ablaze, and it was too hot to touch. There was an inferno in the room, the media consultant from Kilbourne, North London, added. Thompson, who lives with her partner, David Snow, said, they threw the flaming candle out the front door. They could have burned the place down. It was scary at the time, but funny looking back that Gwyneth's vagina candle exploded in my living room. Paltrow, 48, launched the $75 candle, emitting her private scent, in January of 2020. Huh. Let's refer to the timeline here. 2020 starts. It begins. Life is good for everyone in the world. Gwyneth Paltrow introduces her pussy stink candle, and then the world turns to shit shortly thereafter. Someone needs to look into this and do something about it, if you know what I mean. We need to shut Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy lips up. If you're wondering about that candle, scent notes includes geranium, citrusy bergamot, cedar. What the hell? Her pussy's like a lodge.
Smells like cedar.
There's rose and ambrette seed. I don't even know what that's supposed to smell like. The candle started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and Gwyneth, reads the website. The two were working on a fragrance. I'm sorry. I sounded just like Jan Derry there. A fragrance. Did that really come out? Fragrance. Hold on. Let me replay. The two were working on a fragrance. Fragrance. I'm acquiring a speech impediment. Nice. So, yes, the two were working on a fragrance. And Gwyneth blurted out, this smells like a vagina, but evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent until it explodes, sending shards of glass into your skin, lighting your apartment ablaze, ruining your life. That's what Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy does. That's why her nickname for her cunt is The Destroyer. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Actually, I think I'm going to hold off on playing voicemails because I did want to take a moment and just thank DV listener Bag of Cum, who sent a DV care package of sorts to me. This arrived a day after Love Lady Cat Lady's package. I don't know if I talked about this on the show, but thank you so much, Love Lady Cat Lady. She sent something else to me in the mail. It was amazing. Pop-Tarts. A lot of Pop-Tarts, like 72 Pop-Tarts. Then a Bag of Cum sent his package, which included some like cookies in a nice glass container, which was very kind. Trying to think of all this stuff that he included. Oh, peanut butter, some jars of peanut butter, like all this stuff that I eat. You got, someone pointed this out on Twitter, but my listeners are like feeders, just sending great quantities of horrible stuff that I should not be eating. The final thing in the package was a penis. It was I don't want to say little, but it was like an oddly textured dick, and it felt weird on my hands when I grabbed it, and also upon closer inspection there were like hairs on it, and that's when I kind of realized, oh, I bet you this is one of those Clone a Willy dicks. Remember when I told you guys to go to Adam and Eve, use promo code FREAK, get 50% off just about any item, plus, you know, free shipping, and you get a bunch of gifts. They've been a great sponsor of Distorted View Dailies for years and years and years. And I said, if you can't think of anything else to get that Clone a Willy kit, which lets you make a cast of your penis and then turn that penis into a dildo. And hopefully enough listeners will send me their dick casts and I will put them up on the shelf behind me. So when I start doing DV videos, you'll just see a wall of DV listener dongs. Well, I think we have our first submission. Take a look at the chapter artwork and you can see what it looks like in my sink. I kind of got skeeved out when I saw the hairs. I just threw it in the sink real quick. But it is, it's out and about. I don't know where it's at right now. The penis has been popping up in weird places. It's like an elf on the shelf situation. Lord Douche and I just keep putting it in different spots. Those Clone a Willy things are weird, though, because I'm assuming that's what this is. And please, Bag of Cum, if this is just someone else's dick or something you found on the side of the road or something, let me know. But it definitely looks like this Clone a Willy thing. But it's so weird because even the slit of your dick, you know, your pee hole, that shows up in the penis cast. Like, I can see, I know what his penis slit hole looks like. I think I know a lot about Bag of Cum. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Cum. We're going to end it right there. Tomorrow we will resume normal episodes of DV, but it's going to be a Sideshow exclusive one. So again, sign up so you don't miss a thing. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Fragrance. Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the show. I will see you back tomorrow if you're Sideshow members. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Shit all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.